Hi. I think there were a couple of questions. There, one was specifically with regard to the National Missile Defense System, and that is that, why does it really matter that Canada join with the National Missile Defense System? Let me see if I can really summon up the gravity of the situation, which I know that Helen Caldicott can. First of all, not every country that has been asked has said yes. For example, Helen Clark, the Prime Minister of New Zealand. New Zealand's right next to Australia. We're right next to the U.S. New Zealand was asked to come into national missile defense, and they said no. And they've maintained their integrity as a nuclear-free country, and they've maintained their integrity as a space-based weapons-free country, as a national missile defense-free country. So it's very easy to say no. More ominously, last week, Professor Mike Wallace of the Lew Center came onto our co-op radio program, and immediately after the news was sort of leaked that Canada was in serious negotiations with, and this is sort of being done on a stealth basis again, with the U.S., with the letter being leaked. There was sort of a trial balloon set up by Pratt, the Minister of Defense. And he said, well, you know, we might have to have American missile defense batteries on Canadian soil. And it turns out, and they went more in depth at a briefing, and it turns out that these would be up in Nunavut, I think. Just very matter-of-factly stating that. And Professor Wallace, who's quite eminent in his field, went on to say, well, you know, take out your globe and look at this. The National Missile Defense in the Big Lie technique is being sold to us against as a rogue state measure. This isn't against rogue states. If the missiles are being placed in northern Canada, it's against Russia. And Russia has an enormous, I don't know how, I mean, thousands of nuclear weapons on a hair trigger with a deteriorating command and control system. The purpose of national missile defense is a misnomer. It's an offensive weapon. It's to allow you to engage in a first strike. It's a first strike weapon. So by signing on to national missile defense, Canada is becoming a participant in global nuclear warfare. And if what Helen Caldicott says is true, once this doomsday machine of spasm nuclear warfare starts, it's highly probable we will have nuclear winter or meltdown. The end of life as we know it. So that is what is at stake here. And that is the critical import of the decisions that are being made under the big lie technique, my friends.